Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for February 15th, 2008. This week, we are at our annual meeting, the AAAS annual meeting in Boston. And if you're not here, you are really missing out. If you are in the Boston area, really, if you're anywhere within a 500-mile radius, you should really come out to the Heinz Convention Center. It is a science extravaganza. Tomorrow and Sunday, we have our big free Family Science Days expositions. Bring your kids, bring your friends. It's packed with science fun. I'll be there both days. Tomorrow, I'm doing a stage show on the science of yo-yos, and I'll be joined by a yo-yo master named Brett Uchkunis from Team Yo-Mega. I'll be doing more science stuff on stage Sunday at 11 a.m. Also Sunday, there is what we call a town hall meeting at 1 p.m. This year, the topic is childhood nutrition and obesity. There are hundreds of symposia and workshops on every aspect of science you can imagine. And Suzanne Bard is here with me. She hasn't said much yet because she's been sick. Are you feeling any better, Suzanne?
Yeah, but I won't be singing any arias for a while.
Well, do you have enough vocal power to tell us about the spider researcher that you met?
You bet. It was Greta Binford. She's from Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon, and she studies all sorts of spiders. But we talked about six-eyed sand spiders. These guys look just like the sand they live on, and there's a good reason for that. They roll in the sand and cover themselves with it.
To dust themselves, they roll over on their backs and kind of wallow like a dog in the sand and turn back over, and they've captured the sand particles. So we've done this with chalk, with yellow chalk and with pink chalk and green chalk, and can make designer spiders the color that we choose.
She says the sand can stay attached for months, even years, until the spider molts off its outer layer. Dr. Binford and her colleague, Rebecca Duncan, looked at the spiders through a powerful electron microscope.
At close magnification, we discovered on these spiders that the hair shafts had small hairlets sticking off of them. And hairlets are these protrusions that are long and flexible. And it's clear that these hairlets have an ability to capture and retain sand and hold it for a long time.
She says weak molecular forces are probably responsible for holding the sand in place. And she told me that while the scientists don't yet know what eats the spiders, the sand probably serves as camouflage against predators.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, also here at the meeting is a team of scientists who have been looking at humans' impact on the world's oceans. They assessed the impact of 17 separate threats to the oceans, from overfishing to pollution, at locations around the globe. And they've created a new map that graphically depicts their findings. Marine ecologist Ben Halpern of the University of California at Santa Barbara led the initiative.
And what we found, which is quite surprising to us, is that over 40% of the oceans is being heavily impacted by humans. What heavily impacted roughly means is about 50% degraded from a pristine state, that not a single square kilometer of the oceans is unaffected by humans, and there's probably no place that's truly pristine anymore. What our maps do is help people to finally visualize, see the impact that we're having on the ocean.
He says about 4% of the ocean is close to pristine, but
most of that area is in the poles, so around Antarctica and in the Arctic, under sea ice. And so the reason they're still relatively unaffected is because they're covered by ice and humans can't get there very easily. So one concern is if or as that ice melts with a warming climate, those areas will open up to humans and we're likely to start having a big impact on those areas.
He says the global map will help improve ocean management in the future. To try out the interactive map yourself, we've got a link to it at our website, www.scienceupdate.com. Well, Justin Warner couldn't be with us for the meeting. He is at his home base in New York City. But he did file this report for us on the four things you can do to add years to your life.
Want to live longer? Well, there's no surefire way, but new research suggests that four simple healthy habits may add about 14 years to your lifespan. University of Cambridge epidemiologist Katie Caw and her colleagues looked at data from about 20,000 people over more than a decade. Each person was given a health score of 0 to 4, earning a point each for not smoking, eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, exercising, and drinking moderate amounts of alcohol. These may sound like no-brainers, but that's exactly why Caw's team was interested.
We were trying to quantify health behaviors that were actually being undertaken by people living their ordinary everyday lives. This wasn't an intervention study. We just simply assessed what people were doing every day.
People with all four healthy habits lived 14 years longer on average than people with none. What's more, people with a score of 0 were 4 times as likely to die during the study period than people who scored a 4. Ann Kaw says that each of the healthy habits individually had an independent benefit.
So having 1 was better than 0, having 2 was better than 1, 3 was better than 2, etc. So the more health behaviors, the better the survival.
The findings were also consistent within subgroups of people, separated by age, socioeconomic class, and even body mass index, a measure of obesity. Kaw says the bottom line is that we don't need to take extreme measures to have a big impact on our health.
Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll have more from our annual meeting, which, after all, has only just begun. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a fascinating new story about science every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. And don't forget, if you have a science question you'd like us to answer, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, you'll win a Science Update Smarten Up mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.